And we're going to fade out. That is Okkervil River with Unless It's Kicks. I'm not really sure what it means, that song title. So that's why I faded it out. It's not because my very special guest is here.
Nope.
Emily is here.
Good morning, here. Emily. I'm finally here. I was a little late. I apologize to all of the adoring listeners.
And I didn't even ask when we were off air how the animal is. How's the animal?
It wasn't a mishap. Like, there was an element of danger.
Yeah.
If I explain the mishap, you're going to say that's not a mishap.
Okay.
Do you want me to explain?
I'm going to say it's a misdemeanor.
Not even.
Okay.
It's actually embarrassing.
Okay, then we won't talk. We'll talk about it off air.
I mean, it's not embarrassing for anybody else but me.
And the animal.
I mean, the reason, I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
My dog, Bodhi, he likes to have a car ride every day.
Okay.
But today we can't do that. I'm busy. We got to get things moving.
Yeah.
So I opened my car door to load it with the items that I need for later in the afternoon. I went inside. I come back out. He's in the car. But then he wouldn't get out. But he's a little dog. I pull him out. Now he's crying, crying, crying. The bottom line is, Nick, the dog is running our house, and he needed his car ride.
I get it.
So I had to put him in the car and drive around for about 5 minutes, bring him back in. That's not a miss. That's not a reason to be late for something.
I think it is.
You have cats.
I have cats.
They don't do that.
No, they just throw up. And
but you can leave a throw up.
Yeah.
I would leave a throw up.
I always
if he had puked or did a poo-poo, I would have said, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Yeah. But he needs his
car ride.
I get that.
I mean, I kind of get it too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And that's a little bit of time for you too. You need a minute to just drive around.
It was not a minute. It was an angry because I couldn't get a Starbucks app to load because my phone wouldn't connect to a server.
Yep.
So I thought if we're going to drive, let's have a mission.
Yeah.
Then the phone wouldn't. So now the phone's not connecting. I don't know how to get to you.
Yep.
I don't know how to. Also, here's a weird thing that my phone is exactly 3 minutes ahead.
3 minutes?
My phone. Yeah. Isn't
that
weird?
That's the problem. It's in the future. It's some sort of time-traveling phone. Yeah.
That's why it wouldn't connect.
Yeah. Because we're in the past.
And so the phone was like, I can't do both. I can't live in both.
I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you. Emily Fontano has been on the show a few times. If you'd like to hear more from her, you can go to acertaindegree.com. But in the meantime, if you want to hear more from her, what you should be doing is getting your tickets to her show at Fringe called Against Her Wishes.
Yep. And it's not about anything like it's not about what some people might think when they hear that phrase.
Against Her Wishes. Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything else, but just it's about death.
It is about death. It's about your mom.
Yeah.
It's about something that you wanted to do for her, but she didn't want to have done.
She claimed she didn't want to have it done.
Okay.
She left very specific. When people die, I don't know if anyone knows, but when people die, sometimes they pre-plan what happens after.
Fingers crossed they do that.
If they know.
It'd be nice.
It's very helpful.
Yeah. Because most of the time they're thinking, if I die.
Yeah.
No, it's when you die.
It's when.
Yeah.
Because we all will, right?
Yeah.
But she, one of the things was very specifically what she had wanted for, like, you know, a memorial or whatever.
Sure.
But she specifically didn't want a funeral, a celebration of life, like a memorial service. She didn't want that.
She didn't want people talking about her.
She just didn't want it to be a whole thing like that.
Yeah.
She wanted a nice dinner. Like with some friends and family and nice music. That's what she said.
Okay.
But then there's a catch when I went through all of her personal belongings that I discovered she was maybe lying a little bit about that. So that's where the show is kind of based around, is her acting like she didn't want anything, but then I found evidence that that was not true.
It's sometimes hard for people who are not, you know, they don't necessarily want to talk about themselves. I know you're super comfortable about talking about yourself, singing your own praises.
I mean,
really
I don't know
promoting.
About that.
No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But
yeah,
some people are like that.
Yeah.
And they think that after they pass, they are still like that. And that's not the case.
No.
They're not going to be around.
No.
Let us talk about you.
And let us do a thing.
Let's do a thing.
What do you care? You're not there.
You're not there at all.
Jesus.
Well,
Janet?
Maybe. Janet.
If you believe in people are above us and floating over. And now, she's here right now. Okay.
I want to go through your credentials because I want people to know that they've seen you at SAC Comedy Lab, that you've performed at a number of different shows at Fringe.
Yep.
This is your first show. I know mm-hmm. you've been trying for a long time to
yes.
get in and do a show at mm-hmm. Fringe. So you won
correct.
The lottery finally.
Finally. But do you know how? Well,
were you on the wait list?
No.
No?
So I applied for Amplified Voices, which
okay.
is for to amplify voices that aren't heard as much.
Yeah.
But when I applied under Amplified Voices, I kind of felt like, oh, I don't know that this is just, you know, for like
appropriate.
This
yeah.
white lady.
Yeah.
But then I realized like I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So if you Google women, unfair treatment in the world. Stuff, you know.
Oh, there's a few things.
Yeah.
There's a few results.
So I just kind of felt like, you know what? I think that's good enough.
Okay.
I think woman is good enough for to amplify my voice.
Yeah. And that's how you, that's under the auspices of what you want?
Yeah, because it's like, I've applied so many times.
Yeah.
And I just never get the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, maybe I, you know, should also apply for Amplified Voices too, just to maybe see if.
That helps.
Yeah. And then I got in that way.
So you got in through that.
Through Amplified Voices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But
so
still.
Lest anybody judge, just remember, I'm a woman.
Just in case.
Yep.
And so you've been in a bunch of shows. I know you are, I don't even know the number of threats you are. Actor, improviser, singer. You buy your own groceries for
no.
the most part. No?
I don't.
Okay. You have somebody buy your groceries for you. Yeah, okay, that's
I'm not really a grocery person.
But you have you're a teacher. You are
yes.
you've done a lot of different things
mm-hmm.
over the course of your
yes.
life. And is this the first time you've had to so the way it usually goes with the lottery is that you may have an idea of what show you want to do
mm-hmm.
in your head, but mm-hmm. you may not have written it yet. So cuz the lottery happens for Fringe
mm-hmm.
back in September of the previous year.
It was like in November, I think.
Yeah. That's when they announced the winners. So
yeah,
the
you don't know.
Start in September.
You can't really plan. You're right.
Right. So did you start writing it or you just, I know what I want to do, but I'll start writing it after I find out if I'm in.
That's interesting because I had it very much plotted out in my brain,
yep.
but had not put pen to paper. And then when I got in, I solidified a little bit more of what I thought it would be. But it wasn't until I brought in a creative team, two women, Lindsay Taylor and Tony Bonaccorso.
Mm-hmm.
When they came in, that's when it fully took form.
Got it.
So I thought that I had it all plotted out in my brain, but until other people were watching me doing it, it was not. Like all the great ideas that I thought I had about it, a lot of them have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And then new ideas came up throughout the process. So that's been really interesting.
I think that's good advice for anybody who's doing something like this, who's never done it before.
Yeah.
'Cause this is your first one person show.
Like a one woman show. Yeah.
yeah.
And I
okay.
produce shows. I've directed
yeah.
shows. I've been in shows. So I thought that I knew. Nick, I legitimately thought I was just going to do it by myself.
Yeah.
I thought like, I see people doing
this
it all the
easy.
Time.
Yeah.
yeah. It's how
also,
hard can
I'm
it be?
An improviser. So, you know, I'm
yep.
not going to get nervous on stage. You know, I'll incorporate some of that.
The performance part is not the problem.
Yeah.
The performance part. Yeah, I can do myself. The all the other things. You've done a Fringe show.
Yeah.
Right. So that was when you and Bob did yours 3 years ago, 2022.
22, yeah.
Yep. Oh, 4 years
four
already.
Years.
My
yep.
goodness. But you know, there's so much admin.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of
yep.
administrative elements and dates, deadlines. So when you're also writing the show and it's yours, I am a person who got so hung up and all the other things
mm-hmm.
that rehearsing and spending time on the actual product was starting to
right.
go away.
You had to balance and there was, you know, you had to spend time creating the flyers. You had to spend
I was going
to
do it by
the,
myself. If
yeah.
I hadn't asked those two people, Lindsay and Tony, would it, I would, you would not be seeing me right now.
Right.
If I had not
You'd
asked
still
for
be
people
rehearsing
to
rehearsing for your show tonight.
Rehearsing. I would have pulled out of it. I would have not done it. And another friend of mine, Sabrina Ambra, who was on Real Radio, she also came in and helped me too. Like, it was a lot of, like,
yeah.
me not realizing until I was in it that like, oh, I need a lot more help than I thought.
Yeah. I think this is actually really practical and good advice for anybody doing any kind of creative project. Ask for help. You may have a wonderful idea. And I think sometimes we get, you know, we want to hide our shine under a bushel. Is that the phrase?
What?
I don't know. We don't necessarily want to put ourselves out there.
When we want to hide our shine under a bushel.
Shine under a bushel. Oh my God. As we all do sometimes.
Well, or if you think that you're too competent. I think my problem was I thought I knew better.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
It's humbling.
Yeah.
You should ask people for help. And that is a difficult thing. Can you ask people for help? Does it?
I do a lot now. When I was younger, I did not. When I was your age, I did not.
Whatever. Probably the same age. But when I've never been good at it. I still don't really love it. But when you have people that are like, but we want to help, it's much easier.
I also want to do a quick PSA for why AI is not the solution in this case.
Oh, please.
Because it is not.
No.
I went to look up your show to see what the times are.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know why, but the computers here at WPRK are set to whatever the Microsoft Edge.
3 minutes ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Microsoft Edge is the search engine. So Copilot, which is Microsoft's AI, wrote this explanation of your show.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Against Her Wishes is a dark comedy performed by Emily Fontano.
Okay, great.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Celebrating the life of her mother, Janet.
Okay.
Who she never met but felt compelled to mourn.
Wait. Who she never met what?
Who she never met but felt compelled to mourn.
You know why it says that?
I know exactly why, because I looked it up. Yeah.
Because I had said that, it's a person that the audience has never met but will feel compelled to mourn.
Yep.
You know what? You stupid AI.
Stupid AI. I hope you're listening right now.
Yeah, Microsoft
Your large learning language thing is all screwed up.
You're dumb.
Against Her Wishes, a dark comedy, is 7 shows.
Yep.
That is a lot of shows, starting tonight at 9:05.
Oh, my gosh. Starting tonight at 9:05.
If you are unfamiliar with The Fringe, and a lot of people are, and I've just come to terms with the idea that at this point, 35 years into The Fringe, that there are still people who've lived here forever. Like the people who've just moved
100%.
Here, I get it.
Uh-huh.
But the people who lived here forever.
Yeah.
And I also want to speak to some of the people, because this has happened to me. I've brought people to Fringe in years past. I was not sure what show we were seeing. We see a show that is fringy, and then they never come back.
Right.
And so I'd like to speak to them about, like, get a friend who knows Fringe. Get a friend like me or Emily to take you around, to suggest some shows.
100%.
Check the Orlando Sentinel. Check the Orlando Weekly for, you know, the reviews.
The reviews.
But definitely look for, you know, look for the helpers. As Mr. Rogers.
As Fred would say.
Look for the fringers.
Look for the, and you'll know who they are.
Yeah.
You'll know who they are. And there's one of them. Yep. There's a friend of mine, Bruce. He's a fringer. Well, also, I have friends coming from New England to see the show. And I told them, Nick.
Yeah.
Let's think about the world right now, right? I'm not interested in booking flight travel. No.
No.
So when family and friends were saying, we're going to fly out there and see the show, I was like, because I'm thinking of Fringe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, you don't understand. I'm not saying I don't want you to come and support and see the show and come to this amazing festival that I love. I'm just saying I don't think you're all going to get it. You're going to wonder why you flew from Massachusetts during an oil crisis or whatever the heck is going on and came to a show in what looks like a rehearsal space with risers and some chairs put on them. They're going to wonder what they were thinking. So I was trying to deter people.
Nice.
Don't travel right now for this.
Maybe this
is not because
the time.
It's not good. Yeah. Right. Maybe this isn't the time.
Yeah.
No one's listening. My brother, his wife, their kids.
Good.
My friends from elementary school. They're all coming.
Good.
I mean, I guess.
Good.
But now I feel compelled to do exactly what you're talking about. Like give them, leave a program at their hotel.
Yeah.
And put post-its
mark off
in.
The ones that you know they will like.
You might want to go to these shows too.
Yeah.
Because don't come out here and not go to another show.
Right. I mean, you can go do other stuff in Orlando, but if you're going to come out whatever day they come out to see you.
16th, 19th, 20th.
Yeah. There are plenty of other shows going on that
go
are
see
well
other
worth
things.
It, that are well worth it. And if you get a dud, which happens.
No, I won't lead them to a dud.
You know what I mean, but just for
anybody
else.
Saying that
else,
there are duds in the Fringe
For
Festival?
Anybody else, it might not be a match for what that, some people like.
You're right. That's
right.
True. That's
I'm sorry.
True.
Yes, when I say dud, that's what I mean.
Just
I don't
not
mean
for
something
me.
Is a bad show.
You're right.
Because people have poured their heart and soul into these things.
You can pour your heart and soul into things that are bad. Have you been married?
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, I have two, so that's why I can say it.
Yeah. So I think it's a couple of things. If you've never been to the Fringe, get there early for a show. They will let you in late. It used to be a policy where they did not let you in late.
As an artist, you can say if you are okay with people coming in late. But yeah, you really don't want to be late. If you leave, you can't go back in. Also, parking.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, parking is a little bit of a challenge, but not like it's not something you can't overcome. There's plenty of parking around there.
Oh, yeah. You have to understand
have to
the options.
Bit. Yeah.
You also have to understand where you're going. Like, where to park when you know you're just going to go to this theater or that theater. And if you haven't been and navigated it, I would imagine it's confusing.
It's a little intimidating, but pick up, go to the Orlando Weekly. They have the guides there.
Yep.
They have all sorts of information. But brave it out or find somebody who knows what they're doing. Find a friend 100%. Who's been.
But and what if they don't have that friend?
Then call me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you give your number out on the air?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. But people know me.
Go to acertaindegree.com.
And just email me.
And email Nick and he'll meet you.
I will definitely meet people.
That actually, wouldn't that be a... maybe we created a new role.
The,
like
a
liaison.
French ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe they do a quick tour at the beginning of the fest. What if that already exists and I didn't know?
I don't think so. Bruce is out there. We'll ask Bruce.
Bruce should know. I'm on the board.
Yeah.
So I should know.
Well, we could just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them in the next meeting.
Would you like that service overall, not just for Fringe, but if I was to put together an itinerary for you, if you wanted to go out?
Go out
and
where?
Just hang out. Like it's stuff going, there's so much stuff going on in Orlando all the time.
Remember when you had bad business ideas? Do you still do it?
Not much. Yeah, not much anymore.
So when I was young, I wanted to do a thing when the internet started. I wanted to do a thing called hiptrips.com.
Ooh.
For exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like just somebody that can go, where are you going? What day? Let me plan it for you.
I got you.
I love doing stuff like that. Do you like doing that?
I love it.
I love doing it for other people.
I know.
For me, I'm like, oh God, I don't.
I'm so tired.
And now I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah.
But for other people.
I love it.
When people say, oh, I'm going to New Orleans.
Here's 75 things you should do.
And then if I see them on the trip and they're not at the places I said, I think, well.
You're not my friend.
You dropped the ball.
You are not my friend.
You're not my
anymore.
Friend and you're having a terrible time in New Orleans.
And I never want to talk to you again.
Likely.
Yeah. I love everything about that. So, parking, yes, a little bit of a challenge.
Give yourself time for parking just so you can get assimilated.
Yeah. And, you know, often schedule it so there's other stuff to do besides the shows there. So you can go hang out on the lawn. There's plenty of food options. There's plenty of places to hang out.
Yes.
There are air-conditioned places to hang out. There is art that you can go see and
potentially
buy.
Visual Fringe.
There are shows going on stage that are free as well.
The outdoor stage.
So plenty of stuff that you can do over the course of the day there. So get there a little bit early. Go to your show. Get in line because it is general admission for all of the shows.
Yeah.
And then go in and enjoy it. And if you feel like seeing another show while you're there, you're already there. So why not
go to see
another
show
afterwards?
That's what I do when I
go.
And I say sometimes too, maybe pop in one day where you're not going to a show.
Yeah.
So that you can get the lay of the land.
Go hang out.
Figure out which food truck you're going to like.
Yeah.
Figure out how the beer garden, what are we calling it?
That's what it is.
Beer garden.
Yeah.
Like figure all of that out. Get yourself comfortable. Then the next day you go show.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can come up with a plan that way.
And the weekends are going to be the busiest, so you also have the weekdays. So don't forget that this goes on from the 12th to the 20th. So it started last night.
2 weeks.
Through the 25th.
Oh, you went to the national, international teaser. How did that go?
I loved it. I always like that stuff because it is, and if you've performed in one, you can feel a lot more for the performers. So this is where they did the local one back in April.
Yep.
Or they did two versions of it.
Did you go to that one?
No, I didn't get a chance to go to that one.
You didn't see my performance?
I didn't, but I know yours is going to be great.
It was really great.
I need to see that because I know you're going to do fantastic because you're amazing.
Could have used the support, but okay.
Okay. Next time. Great. Next time you win.
Okay, great.
Emerging artist. So I wanted to go last night, but it is everybody's coming in. They have to be here for that or they want to. They have to promote their show. And they've got 90 seconds to promote their show. Like it's not easy. Did you have 90 or did you have 2 minutes?
I had 2 minutes.
Yeah. So even then is just how do you promote a show?
It was easy for me.
That it. Well, yes, of course for you.
I also think too, you really got to be mindful about that. And I think that national and international acts, because they are traveling, I feel like sometimes they've done other festivals and they understand the assignment. Sometimes maybe a little bit more clearly than locals who haven't been involved before. But I kind of like the faster the better is what I think. I have a problem sitting. So if you tell me something's going to be 90 minutes, that's tough for me.
Yeah.
I believe I've walked out of many things, not because they weren't great, because I can't sitting. Do this. I can't sit like that.
You have never seen the entirety of Hamilton. I know.
Side note. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Unpopular opinion. Not for me. It's not for everyone, y'all. And that's okay. Do you guys all like the film Beaches? No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear me going, oh, I can't believe you don't understand how powerful Beaches the film is.
Or the musical.
Or the new musical.
Yeah.
Or the new musical. If you say you didn't enjoy, you know, two major things that I don't enjoy. It's not that, I don't enjoy them. Hamilton. And?
Me.
No.
That would be amazing.
Can you imagine just now I'm like, and I gotta
and
go.
And you.
Harry Potter.
Mm, yep.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Not for me. You heard it here first, everyone.
Yeah. Just hates magic.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I hate a lot of things about it.
What if they mashed it up and like young Hamilton went to Hogwarts?
Hamilwarts.
I had that once. We have reached the top of the hour. I've got to play a couple of station identification stuff. Let's do that real quick. And then we're going to be back with Emily Fontano. Bruce Castella is here as well. And we're going to have more Fringe Fun on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
And we're back. I don't give a lot of warning.
Clearly.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Nick. You're listening to A Certain Degree. I just have to maximize the time. So if I play a song, then I don't get to talk to you guys.
That's true.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So we've been, the dulcet tones you're hearing are Emily Fontano.
Hi.
And she is to my left. I'm looking across at her. She's
super
kind of to my left.
Super important to know.
Bruce Castella is here. Good morning,
hello.
Bruce. He's to my right.
Yes.
I want people to imagine it in their mind's eye how this is going.
He's on guest two, Mike. I'm on guest one. So that, think about that.
We're both wearing baseball caps.
Yep.
And then headphones on top.
And yours is a United Arts hat?
It's a United Airlines hat. Which is funny because I don't really fly United, but
I don't think anybody does.
Oh, no. Well, there you go.
That's why. Are they even around anymore? Are they even United anymore?
They're hanging on. They're hanging on.
They are.
Yeah. Spirit, goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank goodness.
Yeah, Spirit's done.
That's nominative determinism. You call something, you know, a ghost, then it's going to be one day.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, U.S. Airlines.
United.
I'm sorry you're about to be bought by Delta, likely.
Or us.
This is...
Yeah.
Whoa, the three of us?
Yeah,
oh my
the
God.
Three of us.
Oh, I hope you have money. Not me.
We're all part of Fringe somehow.
I was
so
going to
no.
say, yeah, we're Fringe connected, so you know
We don't have money. Any money. Yeah,
but we've got gumption.
Yes.
We got moxie.
Yeah, see?
You would think that me serving on a board seems like I might have money. Don't people on boards have money?
Typically, that's why they're on the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're not like
other. They can provide some other service.
Yeah.
Like
my
moxie.
Value comes from something not monetary.
That you can't measure in dollars and cents.
Nope. Absolutely not.
And what we call it is?
Neuroses.
Yes.
Oh. Extreme mental health disorders.
We cannot measure that in dollars and cents except for the medications that are necessary. Emily and Bruce are here promoting not only their shows, but Fringe in general. You should go.
Oh, my gosh. You should go.
Yeah. And so we talked a little bit about the process. If you missed any of that, just don't be intimidated by the parking. Don't be intimidated by the experience. Just go. Mm-hmm. You'll have an incredible time.
Just go.
Especially if you know somebody. Ask around. Ask some friends.
Have a slice.
Do you know
Fringe?
How does it work? That sort of thing. So let's talk about your shows again. Now that Bruce is here, let's talk about his show because I think – Emily, are you going to be in his show as well?
You bet your bottom dollar I am.
Okay.
There's not a show I'm not in this year.
That's true.
Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. Let's make sure that
I'm sure about that?
let's make sure.
I'm going to look right now while you talk.
Improvised city council meeting.
Yeah.
Which you're also in, right, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be there on Saturday the 16th. So,
Well, I hope I'm in your one. I know which one I'm in.
Bruce has been kind enough to invite me out. I will actually not be performing in it. I will be doing the halftime show, I want to say, is what I want to call it.
Yeah, it's so, a full razzle-dazzle.
Halftime show. There's going to be a concert. It's the Doritos, Domino's, Pepsi halftime show.
I wish I had
an
any
improvised city council meeting.
Degree of that sponsorship.
Right?
Like
any, that would be nice.
So
you
cool.
and me both.
If for people who don't know, Bruce Castella has created some incredible award-winning shows at, for, and around Fringe over the years. He performs them not only at Fringe, but whenever he's in town and he's got some time, I feel like you're just like, hey, does anybody want me to do this? And people always do.
I think the germ of this show, too, is kind of born out of, like, I am a product of Orlando, like the art scene and, mm-hmm. and sort of the... I don't know. I always tell people that like we're a very scrappy city. Like we're very not desperate, but eager to prove that we are a city.
Yeah.
And so I think the art scene is kind of coached in that, right? Like it's like or couched in that, not coached like a
coach couch.
It's Council. Got the C's all over it. Yeah. So and I think this was a similar thing. Like I wanted to do a show set in like a boardroom or like a open space.
Yeah.
For a while, I saw a show in Winnipeg years ago that was like a board meeting for a yogurt company. It was like the quarterly review, and I was obsessed with sort of that like relationship. So and I wanted to do a show that was kind of not just funny and yuck, but also like some community building too. So there'll be the like fake city council aspect that'll be happening throughout. And it's going to be pretty absurd. I've got a bunch of Fringe artists tapped for that doing nonsense. But then at the midpoint, I'm going to have a guest on each iteration to talk about like a cause in Orlando or like a weird bit of Orlando history that they're passionate about. And so, yeah, I've got you. I've got Kristen Arnett, New York Times bestselling author. I've got
Brendan O'Connor is doing one.
Yes. Yep. Well, not anymore. So the only reason he got ousted by Anna Eskamani.
I could see that.
So yeah. And he couldn't do another one. So I had to say goodbye. But spiritually, Brendan is there.
Yes. And I was wondering, so it is an improvised city council meeting for not Lando.
Yes.
And yeah. I having watched and gone to a lot of city council meetings for the community paper, I was wondering, like, is it going to be full satire of that? Or are you like, I'm going to take some elements of what's going on in Orlando and just start fresh? Because, you know, satirically, it would be nice to make fun of and very easy to make fun of some of the people that we have on city council. But people may also not know. So you could satirize them and then people will have like, I don't really know what
they're
doing there.
I think it's a bit of column A and column B, right? Like I think with something like this, you want some inside baseball Orlando, you know, isms mm-hmm. where it's like, for example, I have an ongoing bit about there's going to be a push from a council member to arm the swans.
Perfect.
At
Lake Eola.
A certain lake.
Yeah.
I think that stuff will resonate for people who are tapped into the city. And then I think also, though, that there is such a – I've made it a point to watch city council meetings from other places.
Oh, good. Because ours can be boring.
It's all boring. Like, yeah. That's what I've learned.
It's agonizing.
I watch it. So when I do have to watch it, I watch it at 1.5 speed. So they put it up on YouTube.
You have
watch
to.
It at 1.5 speed. And I assume when I hear them talk now in real life, I'm like, oh, that's your actual voice?
You talk so much slower.
Yeah. You're not a chipmunk?
So I feel like in that, right, there is like there is such room for play because you have like the rigidity and the sort of like pomp of presentation. But then you have like, I think the devil is going to be a council member one iteration. So mm-hmm. Yeah, like originally I was like, we should all play it straight. And now I'm just kind of like, whoever's available. And it's
well,
down
I've got
to play.
Some bad news.
Oh, we'll talk. Okay. but yeah, so it's shaping up to be exciting.
So yours opens tomorrow night.
Yes.
Your show, Improvised City
Who's
Council.
Who's in tomorrow
meeting.
Night?
Let's find
you
out.
You don't. No, you don't. It doesn't matter.
So you've got, it looks like one show was canceled. Is that right?
Yeah, no. I did it on purpose because I was like, I want to have a Sunday off.
Okay. Because yeah. You had, up until you canceled that, you had 8 shows.
Yes, I did.
And these are, so most fringe shows are happening over at around Lock Haven Park, over at the Shakes and the Orlando Family Stage.
Yes.
But there are site-specific shows that are happening as well at the Renaissance at 1010. And where Bruce's show will be happening is over at the LGBT Plus Center over on Mills Avenue. So, you know, they wanted to add – they started this a few years ago where they added outside venues.
BYOVs.
Because there were so many good shows that couldn't make it in. And, then people opened their – you know, the Savoy, for example, the Savoy Room. And is that it? Is that the name of it? Not the Savoy.
The Starlight Room.
The Starlight Room at Savoy. Yes, thank you. Open their doors to allow performers to come in and see some of these great shows that mm-hmm. didn't make it in, that didn't win the lottery.
Yep.
And that sort of thing. Yeah. So I think that's
it also
fantastic.
Makes us more of a legitimate, like, not that it's not a legitimate festival. It's an insanely, it's one of the biggest festivals, biggest lotteried festival in the
States for sure.
Yeah.
And we're like second or third biggest in North America.
Yeah.
And so it that element of BYOV, I think it feels more like that. You saying Orlando, I always call us like the little city that could but just won't. And so I think things like extending to these other venues mm-hmm. and letting guests that are visiting not just live in that park in Lock Haven mm-hmm. but move around and like see other things in our city, I feel like that is also a great benefit of the BYOV element.
Yeah, so you can go to the center, you can go to Taco China next door, you can go see all of the stuff around in Mills 50 while you're there.
And it's a direct parallel to, so like the original in Edinburgh, why it started, right, there was the Edinburgh Festival, which was a like curated, like legitimate theater festival in the heart of Edinburgh, Scotland. And then folks that couldn't get in, they started doing shows on the outskirts of it, and they called that the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. So, and those performances were like in, you know, bars
and
so it's
random places.
It's totally in line with that. And like, you know, it is, I will say we are very uniquely positioned as a festival because we do have that hub in Lock Haven, and like people oftentimes don't want to leave once they'll program a whole day of shows there or whatever, which totally.
Yeah.
And so it is a like an ongoing, you know, kind of journey with the festival that we're like slowly trying to train our audiences that like it's okay to go to these other places. Mm-hmm. It's in fact it's like part of the experience is to go to these other places. And I think it's getting easier and easier every year, which is good for my ticket sales. So,
well, I remember I came on, it was just a really random occurrence. I was going to Embry-Riddle. The year was 1994.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And there was a guy, I was teaching in the math lab, and there was another tutor there that was learning, he was getting his pilot's degree, and happened to be an actor, and he said, oh, this Fringe Festival thing is happening. I'm going out with a few friends. And that was when it was downtown on Church Street. That's where I found out about it. It's that Comedy Lab. So really meaningful to me to still be going after this many years.
I'm just annoyed that person was going to be a pilot and also like had to be an actor.
I know, right?
My God.
Pick a lane.
I got to dance, pa, you know?
Like, I had to stick to one thing. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't like...
You're on a plane, and he's doing, like, soliloquies.
No, we don't need that. Fly the plane.
Oh, God. That makes sense. How many of those pilots, when they do their, like, cheeky little, you know, at the end?
They might want to have training.
There's actually a class for that.
Is there really?
Embry-Riddle. No.
Oh. I would have believed that.
I do have a friend that does improv and is a pilot.
Oh, there you go.
Again, greedy. Should I leave now?
But I think that...
You're fine. I don't care.
I think that...
Can I leave now?
Doing improv is an important skill for pilots.
Yeah. A little tap dance, a little like, oh, we're fine. Everything's great. Look out the left side.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here on the right.
Just swerving.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
Pilots, big fans of No Never.
yes, we hit that bird and we're going to land.
Just tell me when you guys want to play my game.
I would love to play your game.
And then I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got things to do. You've still got to promote your show.
Well, are you going to the thing too? You have to promote your show. Today's a big day for people that are producing their shows. They are going to go set up their A-frames. The A-frames, for people that don't know, are just sandwich boards, like, you know, two-sided posters, poster presentation signs, displays. Yeah. And everybody gets to line up. And that's a really fun part because that's when you really know, like, fringes happen.
Yeah.
Once you see those.
It is funny how, like, I've explained it to normal people how much of a ritualized thing this is, because it is such like a monoculture, like fringe, at least the community is like so we eat, breathe, sleep, you know, it is what it is. But like, so they're like, so you line up with a sandwich board and you put it down and you're like, well, yeah it's like a part of the thing, like it the thing starts once you put the sandwich board down. It's like,
you don't understand. Okay. Also, you said normal people. What do you think that we are?
Not that.
Okay. All right. I can live with that.
Not when it's fringe. Yeah.
You're right. Explaining certain elements makes you sound like a lunatic.
Like, and then you have to do this. And if you don't do that, you're not going to get it. You know, like.
It sounds so. Remember too, because previously, and you and I had talked about this, previously when you would get to put your sandwich board, your A-frame, your posters up at the festival and everything was kicking off, you just lined up.
It was a free-for-all.
It was a free-for-all. And people would go and line up at like 4 a.m.
Yes.
To get the first spot and get their perfect spot. And it's
accessibility,
like,
nightmare.
Yeah. It's just not efficient.
Yeah.
So now they've gone to, you show up at 10:30, you grab your raffle ticket, you wait for your number, and then you go.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever came up with that idea must have been a woman.
It was.
Yep. Of course it was. Don't wind me up. Don't get me started about women.
Don't.
Do you think a woman invented the deli pull?
For sure.
The tab?
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
There would have been a better way to do that.
That was a dude.
Yeah.
Is it because it's red?
And round.
No, it's because you pull one and then, oh, now they're falling out. You think a woman? Come on, please. We have to use tampons. I'm sorry. Can you say that on the air?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Are we allowed to talk about that?
I think we just did.
You know what? A man probably invented a speculum. Look it up. Google it.
I think that's true. Yes,
it is true. I know, and it's actually don't Google it. It's horrifying.
Yeah,
that's a call to action.
Work. Speaking of not horrifying, your show starts tonight, Emily.
Y'all, I took on too much. Because my show starts tonight, but A-frames this beautiful experience this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which really is all I cared about. Then. A-frame. Then Dobbs Funeral Home. I got to run over to the Dobbs Funeral Home because they are the sponsor of my show. Dobbs, anybody you know that has to pass away or pre-plan their death stuff, Dobbs Funeral Home. Okay? I did my on-air. You're welcome, Brandon Dobbs. But I got to go pick up the programs. And then I got to go to the Peace Sparkle.
Yeah.
Peace Sparkle. 4.5 hour tech run. Are you effing... I'm sorry.
Wait,
about the
what?
Effing. So I'm also in Peace Sparkle's pajama party.
Yeah, but how?
So today from now until midnight, I'm doing the Peace Sparkle
tech run
press preview, and then hightail it from the Wren over to my venue to have my opening night. You're welcome, Peace Sparkle.
Did Peace Sparkle really need a media
Absolutely
preview?
Not. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Peace Sparkle, if you're listening, this is overkill, and he knows he's going to be hearing about it all afternoon with me.
Perfect. All right, so the best way to find out more about what's going on at the Fringe is OrlandoFringe.org. And you can get a printed, I would also encourage you to get a printed program Mm-hmm. They are available all over the place, I think through the Orlando Weekly as well, but also at the Fringe. And you can scan and see what's going on and where it is. And there's maps and there's advice for parking and there's welcome messages from people. Sure.
There sure are.
Yeah.
There are welcome messages from people. Did you leave a welcome message in the program?
I wasn't asked to.
Okay.
So now we have a game. Emily Fontano has a game.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep score.
Okay, great.
The game is very simple.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
The game is Fringe Show or Not.
Oh, so you're going to give us some titles?
I'm going to just give you, we'll do maybe three of these.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, this isn't
I'm
super.
Gonna know what they all are.
It's not super fair to Nick.
Okay, well, we'll just see.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Fringe show or not?
You remember you can't curse on air.
No, knock it off. I said heckin', and I mentioned a speculum. Here we go.
No, I'm just thinking if you're gonna read the names of some of the shows.
Fringe show or not?
Mm-hmm.
Big gay Jesus. Don't call my mom. Is it a Fringe show or not?
Don't call. I think the don't call my mom is not.
I need a yes or a no.
No.
So I'll take the other one. Yes.
I'm sorry. You're incorrect. You're right, Nick, because it's Big Gay Jesus, the third coming.
Well, I didn't have another option.
This is how the game works, guys. I just made it up and I just made the rules.
Can we double up? Can we both say no?
Sure.
Oh, well, okay. Is that a test round?
Okay, test round.
Test round.
Okay.
All right, here we go again. Fringe show or not? Don't talk to your sister like that.
I know that this is an audio medium, but
I'm going to say, just based on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your answer?
No.
No.
But it should be.
You're right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Nick's got a point. Bruce has got a point. Here's the last one.
Oh.
This goes by fast.
I'm going to look away.
Six. Wait, I was going to say a naughty. Hold on. I'm switching it. Masquerade of the Red Death.
Oh, yeah, that's a show.
That is a show.
All right. You both win.
Yeah.
End of the game.
Wow,
and go see Against Her Wishes at the Orlando 35th Fringe. You can go to againstherwishes.com for tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, made it simple.
Yeah.
About a website?
It's a long story. sponsored in part by Dobbs Funeral Home. Somebody you know going to die? Call Dobbs.
Are you going to die?
Are you going to die?
Dobbs.
Call Dobbs.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Seven shows for Emily, I would encourage you to go see it starting tonight at 9:05. You can buy your tickets anytime.
You need to buy them now.
Yeah.
No. You can't buy them any. Please
That's
buy them
a call
right
to
now.
Action.
Buy them right now.
Like, make a call to action. Buy tickets to my show right now. We got to sell out tonight.
Okay.
It's tonight, right? Yeah. Tonight.
Tonight, 9:05.
We got to sell it out. Okay, people? 70 tickets to go. Okay. I need all listeners, all 70 of you. Grab it up and get ready to go to the show tonight.
You're killing me.
Okay.
All right.
And you'll be at my show tomorrow, right?
Can I just tell you the truth now?
Yeah, on mic.
Well, I have to host. I teach improv at Sac Comedy Lab.
Yeah.
And they picked this night kind of last minute to do.
Oh,
I have to host a level 3 showcase.
Oh, no. You would break their hearts if you weren't. Like, their hearts
specifically. See, that's the thing. And if any of you are listening, you know that I love you guys so much. Like, I really do. I love them so much. There's a young lady named Emma Chippendale. She's got a show in The Fringe, too. It is, you might remember the name, Rainbow
don't
High.
Don't call my sister. What was the one you used to say?
Don't call my sister. Don't talk to your sister like that. however, yeah, it would be a bummer. Yeah. If I was in a class and the person didn't show up for the very final moment, I would be bummed out.
Do we want to lock in next Thursday?
No.
I still have you?
Wait, okay. Yes, I can.
Great.
Wait. Next, we don't need to do this on it.
We could probably do this after.
Yep.
So I'm going to play a song, and I have some parting gifts for everybody, although Bruce is going to stick around.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we're going to play a song from Moving Mountains. This is called Hands on WPRK,
Hi.
Winter Park, Florida. Bye, Emily. Moving Mountains with Hands on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree, and this is the Fringe preview show, I guess, for lack of a better term. I'm very excited about Fringe. I was trying to make one thing I didn't mention. Bruce Costello is here, who has a Fringe show and will probably be appearing in other Fringe shows while you're
Out
and around. Okay.
If I have the time. I am I'm also on staff as the development manager.
So you've got a lot going on. Yeah. Around.
I was ambitious in my scheduling. You should see the paper schedule I made.
Nice.
Kind of crazy.
I did want to say, though, it's been such a magical experience for me going by accident to, I guess it was like the second or third one back in 1994.
Yeah.
So I actually bought this ring at that time. There were like vendors on Church Street and stuff like that. It was a total experience. Church Street was in its heyday.
Yes.
There were people all over wondering. There was people performing. And one of the performances that I saw that I was really enamored with for a long time was a group called The Arrogant Worms.
Oh, what a name.
Yeah, so comedy group, comedy music group from Canada.
Cool.
And so I guess they don't tour anymore or anything, which is unfortunate. But, man, they're so funny. And their stuff is available on Spotify if you ever get a chance to listen to it. There's songs like Jesus Brother Bob and some other stuff that is just fantastic, like in the realm of Monty Python and all that.
Wow. It's all – I always have likened it a lot more to like a DIY kind of punk ethos in that way, where it's like you have these folks that are touring and going to these other festivals, and they create like an ecosystem where people can do that, right?
Yeah.
And I've gotten to – because of, you know, coming up the way that I have through Fringe, like I've gotten to travel independently and produce independently and like – yeah, it kind of creates like a global village in a way that's pretty rad.
So just talking about sort of taking a step back and the Fringe culture that you're talking about. So the season kind of, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, because this is my understanding of it. Fringe used to happen earlier in the year, because I remember being cold at Fringe.
Yeah.
And it got moved. And one of the reasons it got moved so it could more or less kick off the Fringe festival season, which is the summer.
Yeah, we're a part of a sort of de facto like organization or governing body.
As much as fringes can have a governing body,
yeah. Right? called the Canadian Association of Fringe Festivals, CAF, and so most of the festivals in North America follow that model, and so folks will start in Orlando and they'll migrate up north and then go basically from like east to west across the Canadian country.
And then down through California, does it come down back or is it just through Canada?
It's kind of funky, right? Like there are festivals that are not CAF for example, there's like a festival in Fresno that happens in March. There's a festival in Hollywood that happens pretty concurrently with ours. So there are like these weird little detours that people will take and can take. But generally speaking, it goes like, you know, Orlando, Montreal, Toronto, Winnipeg, and then over to like the prairies. So you get like Calgary or Saskatoon. Edmonton's the biggest in all North America. And then terminates in like Vancouver or Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay.
So I've gotten very versed in Canadian geography as a result.
You know how big it is. You've been there.
Yes, yeah. It is a country.
Yeah. No, I mean literally how friggin' wide
it is. Nuts. Genuinely like...
And are you driving from city to city sometimes?
I drove once. I flew into Minneapolis and then I drove from Minneapolis to Edmonton with three other artists in a car. And so that was a pretty fun experience, like staring at grain silos and driving through corn with no internet. Yeah.
Why would the corn need internet?
You know, that's so right.
Yeah.
The internet is more Spartan than I.
I like the corn with no internet, either band name or Fringe show name.
Or both.
Yeah, okay. Could be both. Just a little bit more about sort of the philosophy and how it works. What I'm looking at when we go to the national international teaser last night is you see people – and they're talking about shows that they've already done. This is a show that won here last year. This is a show that has been produced around fringes all over the place. So typically you see a lot of the national international folks coming in with stuff they pretty much know is going to work. I think about Generic Male.
Yeah.
As a dance show. I can't remember the name of the group, but
it's a Push.
Push. Yes. Fantastic. Fantastic show. I would encourage you to see it.
For sure.
But it's definitely been here a few times.
Yeah.
And I know that from my perspective, doing a show in 2022 with Bob Kogis, I wanted to do one. Like, since going to Fringe for the first time, like, that was on my bucket list. I wanted to do a Fringe show. I got it out of my system. I don't necessarily need to do – like, I don't need to be up on stage all the time. Like you do, I think is what I'm implying.
Yeah, I'm desperate.
You are. You need that a validation
I'm
all Tinker the time
Bell,
every day.
Clap for me. Yeah. Or I'll die.
But I think about the local artists.
Yeah.
So and the application process is you have a certain number of spots for local artists. You have a certain number of spots for – national, and then a certain number for international, to keep it varied.
Totally.
Right? To mix it up a little bit. But for a lot of the locals, and you know, talking to Emily here before she had to leave, they just have a story they want to tell, and this is their first opportunity to do it, and it's an easy way to put up a show.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's an incubator, I think, at its heart, right?
Yeah.
Like the thing I always say, I said this recently on the news on Wesh 2. No, but it's true. It's like I've seen Shakespeare performed a million times. I've never seen Shakespeare performed by a podiatrist. You know, I think there's something so singular about someone taking the time and the effort and the heart and the having the bravery and the courage to go out and do the thing, you know, and that's, I think, possible because it is like so much more accessible from a financial perspective, right? Like, because renting a venue, renting equipment, hiring a technician, all those things cost a lot of money. The organization, though, subsidizes about 80% of the cost around producing a live show.
Yeah.
So I think if you don't think it's for you, but you still have a dream or an aspiration, I think you should still just try. And you know, the worst case is you have a spectacular failure, but you got to realize something, you know, like I another adage that my friend says, and this is the inverse for patrons, is it's like if you see a good show, you'll remember it for a day. If you see a bad show, you'll remember it for the rest of your life. And I think that's there's something really authentic to that, you know, like and I know that's some people are probably rolling their eyes at that sentiment, but for me, that's the stuff that kind of excites me, is it's like we have so little space for failure in society anymore and so little time for imperfection that I don't know. I think I just get a lot more out of seeing something. I'd rather see something like I've never seen before done imperfectly rather than something that I've seen a million times executed with total precision and no heart.
Mm-hmm. So. And the other thing is you get to choose. It's a very time-intensive process to put up a show.
Yes.
Not only because you're doing the rehearsals and everything else, and oftentimes you're applying. We Emily and I talked about this. You're applying to Fringe without necessarily having a show ready.
Yeah.
Maybe not even knowing what the show is going to be or what it's called, which is what Bob and I did in 2022.
And, then May sneaks up.
backed into the idea. But you also have choices about, for example, if you don't know how it's going to go, you don't have to do 8 shows.
Yeah.
You could do 4. That's what we did.
Yes.
If you feel like you want more people to come, but you don't know how many people are going to come, you can pick a small venue.
Totally.
Right? You can charge less if you don't feel like the – if you want to make it more accessible. And you're also not sure. I mean, we were – we knew we were going to make people laugh, but we didn't know if it was going to be good.
Well, so, and I think that's so boring, honestly, like to genuinely, like, I think you should aspire to something you're proud of. I think you should aspire to something that makes you feel good. But I think like good as a virtue, I think is in art is boring
stuff to measure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's a metric that really you should. Now, I think like entertaining, I think like beautiful. I think those are things we can all aspire to. But I think people get really hung up on like, is it good? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then like that just, I think, really narrows your perception. But what do I know? I'm a whack job.
No, I think that's a very good way of putting it and way to approach something like a Fringe Festival. Let's talk a little bit more about your show.
Yes.
An improvised city council meeting. As we mentioned earlier, it is not going to be necessarily at the Fringe campus, for lack of a better term. Lockhaven Park is going to be Fringe Central, but there are some venues that are off campus, if you will. And one of them is going to be the center that's over on Mills Avenue. And that's where your show is going to be starting tomorrow.
Yes.
And May 14th, May 15th, May 16th, and then the 21st through the 24th.
Yep.
You really lined them up.
Lined them up. George Wallace, former producer of the festival, he's the executive director of the center. And I've had a pretty, the past year, consistent working relationship with doing shows there. I've been doing a semi-monthly show called Hot Mess. It's like a clown, burlesque, alt-comedy variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's just so easy to work with. And I think for me, the coolest part has been most shows I ask people, like, how many of you are setting foot in this building for the first time? And overwhelmingly, the audience, like 80%+ hasn't.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty cool to, like, again, kind of speaking to what I said earlier, like, I feel like I owe so much to Orlando. And so as I grow as a person, as an artist, it's like really important to me to kind of give back in some small way. And whether that is like maybe someone was too, you know, afraid or didn't know or had no conception that this building existed. So I think we need to be better about, and as artists, like ingratiating and incorporating ourselves into the larger community. Because we all help each other out, you know?
So the show, I'm thinking of the center and the layout. Is it going to be in the sort of entrance where everybody gets together?
Like the conference-y kind of like big open space to the right. So you go in, you hang a right. And they do like different meetings in there and different like...
Oh, okay. So how many people can you get in there for audience-wise?
50 tickets is what we're selling.
Oh, nice.
So. Yeah, so it'll be good size. Yeah. We might have to do some, you know, finagling because there are some very creatively placed load-bearing poles in there. I'm excited. I think it'll be a real experiment, but in a way that I hope to maybe continue doing after this as well.
Yeah. One, I think once you get a group of improv performers, especially ones that trust each other, that have performed with each other. Although what we saw with the fundraiser that you guys did with...
Yes.
Colin Mockery was you don't necessarily have to have that as long as they're good performers. They know what they're doing.
Well, totally, right? Like,
yeah.
It's I think, like, and again, that speaks to, like, I think that I do, I have a toe in the improv world, but I also, like, come from a clown background as well. And so much of that is, like, your delight translates to the audience's delight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so long as, you know, you don't come into the thing with, you know, like, and that's hard to rewire your nervous system, right? Like, I think so much stage fright is like, you know, monkey brain, where it's like, I'm going to be rejected by the tribe and I'm going to die and be on, you know, left alone in the woods.
No one's going to like me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think so long as, I don't know, you're being present and having fun, that stuff really translates, especially in improv.
So a lot of, I would imagine, a lot of the story moving it forward is going to be less yes and because you're looking for conflict in a city council meeting, right? Like that's part of the fun, I would imagine, that you're going to be playing with.
Totally. I think like the way I've briefed it is it's like, just, you know, like big choices, right? Like, and I think some of the thing I'm excited about is some of the folks that are coming on are not from Orlando.
Mm.
So it's going to be a real like I think that's a game unto itself. Where it's like, because at the end of the day, these conflicts, they're not distinct regionally, right? As far as like, I didn't like that they built this thing, you know?
Right. Oh, another high. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in that way, there is an infinite amount of bumping up. And then we're going to do, we're going to make efforts to incorporate the audience into the space. And as far as opening up public comment to the room, I think that's going to, who knows what people are going to do. I'm excited to, and I think over the course of the run, the format's going to evolve as well is the other thing. Cause like any kind of game testing with like immersive stuff, really, those even subtle adjustments can really change the thing as a whole.
Well, that's another good point is that you're going to see different shows. If you did go, let's say you went early on this weekend,
yeah,
you liked it and you want to bring some friends next weekend. you're going to see a completely different show.
Totally.
Which is amazing. So you're not going to get bored by it.
No.
No.
I'm at least medium entertaining.
any other, I think you have the age rating as 13 and up, maybe yeah. some themes and things like that, maybe some a little bit of cursing here and there. And not just swearing, but actual curses that are given from X's. One city council member to another, yeah. just like in real life.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I did do a deep dive on like a bunch of the, you know, viral city council moments and yada, yada. And there's some. Whew,
there's some stuff.
Yeah. There is some stuff out there. I love it because it's like, and it's, you know, I love it because it's so human. I think it's like what works so great about the films of Christopher Guest. Is that all of those portrayals? So, like A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman, all those like, if you're not familiar, they're fake documentaries that like catalog these really absurd characters in different
very,
settings.
Yeah, very mundane, but
yes.
so compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what brings you back to that stuff, or at least to me, what anchors me in that is like. That the portrayals are so earnest, like it's never, like it is mocking and silly and weird, but it's also like there is a core of this is a person,
mm-hmm.
And so I think that informs any kind of like immersive stuff I've done in the past or like you know it's just like you have to have a North Star to guide what you're doing. Because otherwise you're just like you're a cartoon, which is also fine and funny.
Yeah.
But I think it grounding it in a little bit of like pathos, I think is kind of fun.
Bruce Costello is here. He's talking about an improvised city council meeting. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll play a song and then we'll come back and talk about the Fringe bigger picture.
Yes.
What's going on? What's new? How people can help.
Yes.
Not only go to shows, but there's other opportunities there. And we'll be right back. We're going to play a song called The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. I love everything about that song. The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth is the name of it. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is the name of the band. So good.
Excellent title.
Yeah, great way to get started in the morning. Good morning, my name is Nick. I'm here from 8 to 10. Every Wednesday on WPRK, I often have amazing people come in and talk to me about the things that they are working on doing and making a stronger community because of, and today is no exception. Bruce Costello is here. You can see Bruce at a number of different shows around Orlando, but specifically right now at an improvised city council meeting at the Orlando Fringe. And you also have a role at the Orlando Fringe
yeah.
as well. You work there.
I am the development manager. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Fundraising person.
Yeah. So support the arts as always, not only by going, but finding out other ways to do it. And it doesn't have to be monetary. You can volunteer. Yeah. You can help promote. You can do a number of different things to help out the organization. What are some? So I know there are things that happen every year. So I'll mention Kids Fringe.
Yeah.
Which will be happening on the weekends, which mm-hmm. you can go. And I believe it's all free programming for
That's
kids.
Correct. Yeah. Saturdays, so, Sundays from 10 to 2.
So definitely take them there and check that out. Because not all the Fringe shows are kid accessible, mm-hmm. but these definitely are. And there's also stuff going on at the lawn. Free shows there, concerts, and kids can hang out. And. Mm-hmm. run around. There's Visual Fringe. What are some of the other things that are happening? Well, I just mentioned Visual Fringe and then went right past it. Artists are invited to put up their and apply to put up their artwork during Fringe. That's over in, I believe, over at the Shakes, right? You see
that's
the
correct,
artwork
yeah.
there. You can buy that artwork and all of the revenue goes to the artists, which is a pretty amazing way of doing things. And it's actually the same thing for the performing artists. All of the ticket sales go directly to the artists. The Fringe gets underwrites some of the cost of doing the Fringe with the pins. So it's a $3 pin. You buy that one time and then enables you to buy tickets for the actual show. So that's what helps the organization there. And so, yeah, anything else going on? I know the lawn has been kind of reimagined, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on there and some of the food trucks. I know when Overrice was there a few years ago,
yeah.
I think I ate there 75 times because that is my favorite, one of my favorite food trucks in Orlando.
Yeah, we have a bunch of new stuff this year. As far as like food trucks, there's a ton of new stuff. We're doing two collab days. So we've got Fringe Mart, which is our first ever kind of like vendor market that's mm-hmm. going to take over the lawn. And then the following weekend, we're going to do a mini Goblin Mart.
Yep.
Collaboration with those folks, so pretty stoked about that.
And I believe the first one is Jenna Caring is doing that.
Of so Grandma Party.
Grandma Party, yeah. So yeah. You know it's going to be some good vendors.
For sure.
Same thing with Goblin.
Yeah, oh yeah. And it's I think it's cool because I think both will attract an audience that maybe hasn't been to Fringe or hasn't like stepped foot in a minute.
Yeah.
We've got a new BYOV, Bring Your Own Venue, in the form of Ivanhoe 1915. So that's going to be next door to Savoy. So Savoy is going to be like a little a hub because there's already a venue there currently. And they are sponsoring our outdoor bar on the main lawn. So we love those guys. Love those gays. I'm gay. I can say that.
I want to say that is one of the BYO venues that is within walking distance.
Yes, absolutely. You
know? So also Renaissance is on the way there. So
and even 1010 they're
not that far.
No, there's that little like covered path by the Manello you just got through, and it's a straight shot basically, right? And then just a bunch happening kind of like in terms of the outdoor late night tent on the lawn. It's got something in there pretty much every single night, which is crazy. We're doing all sorts of silly weird collabs and just trying to be better about bringing the Orlando community into the fold because we have this huge platform for 2 weeks and there's no reason for us not to use it.
So it's a great hangout. It's a great all-day hangout as well, just because everything is there. You've got all your food needs taken care of. You get all your drinking needs taken care of and obviously your entertainment needs. Yeah. And if anybody has any questions about it, orlandofringe.org, pick up the guidebook. The program, I think, covers 99% of what you need to know.
Yeah.
And that other 1% is just talking to other people who have been to Fringe.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you see?
Find me.
Yeah. Find Bruce. Find myself. We will tell you what to go see. Bruce, we got to call it. It is time for us to go. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know
me.
You got a busy couple of weeks, and I will see you soon. Let's play one more song. It is called The Lover. Ooh. By Medeski, Martin, and Wood. And you're going to hear that on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You've been listening to A Certain Degree.